We hope to spice it up a little bit. We hope to accomplish three things today. One is to give you a bona fide 30 minutes of ethics credit. Secondly is to talk to you a little bit about the PJC and how basically the sausage gets made. And thirdly is to make some sense of this subtitle here, Andy Attorney, Mother Teresa, and Politics at the PJC. So let's dive right in. We're going to start with a hypothetical that is somewhat of a law school exam question, I guess, but it's probably a composite of things that we're familiar with that may have happened in part over the years. So this fine-looking fellow here is Andy Attorney, 35 years old, partner in a 25-person firm. He specializes in appellate practice. He's board certified in civil appellate law. His practice is handling insurance defense cases, and he charges $275 an hour. Now, Andy wants to step up his game a little bit. He's got some aspirations. He wants bigger cases. He wants less work for insurance companies because of their propensity to be rather slow in paying. He wants broader name recognition, and he wants the ability to charge higher rates that he currently cannot charge with the type of cases he's handling. So he develops a marketing plan, and part of that plan is to join the PJC Committee on Malpractice Products and Premises, what we refer to as the Red Book. He uses parlays that experience to tout his experience in crafting and arguing jury charges. He speaks at defense-oriented seminars around the country. The DRI seminar is one that he attends. And he markets his skills to East and West Coast lawyers who are defending lawsuits in various state courts in Texas.